I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last year, 38% of all pregnancies in Eastern Europe ended in abortion. Tom Lothamer with Life Matters Worldwide led workshops for an ABWE missionary conference in Slovenia 2 weeks ago. The missionaries came from all over Eastern and Central Europe, and one of the workshops covered pro-life ministry in the mission field.
Letting them know that there's people that care, that can help them. They can go through post-abortion recovery. And it's a real neat ministry that gives missionaries an opportunity to share the gospel. And many are coming to Christ because of this. On the front end of pregnancy, babies are being spared.
Please pray for messages of life to have a resounding impact for the gospel throughout Central and Eastern Europe. And in a dark world, the gospel brings light. Andy Keener of Wycliffe, USA can attest to that in his multiple roles within Bible translation work over the years. He shares the story of a Bible translation project where some of the local translators were unbelievers.
Tito was one of those. A young man, very sharp, very good with his language, good at the translation process, but very uninterested in a relationship with God or understanding much about Scripture.
In fact, Tito, a father of seven, had a bad habit of wasting money, leaving his family hungry and suffering. But as he worked in Scripture, he was exposed to the gospel, and God changed his heart, his life, and his family. Now his daughter desires to share the gospel with their community. Want to see this change firsthand? Check out opportunities to serve with Wycliffe at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchunda Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.